Albert Construction.
Is Michael in by chance?
Yes, it's Colin.
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
It's Michael.
Hey, Michael. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. By yourself?
It's Friday. I can't complain. I actually just wanted to call here and follow up on an offer we had extended to the company. It's pushing about 2.5 weeks ago that we actually sent it out. It was actually based off some good lending history you had with Wells, but it was actually a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and you guys actually had been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see how things were going, and if there were any needs coming up we might be able to help you out with.
Tell me, a credit line?
What's that?
Are you referring to a credit line?
The offer was for working capital and equipment financing.
Oh, yeah, we buy everything cash outright.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we don't finance anything.
Oh,
no
wow.
Offense, but I'd rather keep the money than give it to the banks.
No, I totally understand that. If you're in a situation that you're able to do that, it does make sense there. Is the cash flow then pretty good there for right now with the business?
Yeah, we've always invested back in the company, so we don't. I haven't had a credit line in, God, between my father and I don't think we've ever had a credit line. I think maybe like early on. It's been 23 years.
Yeah, the UCC filing was with Wells Fargo. It was back in 2010. It was for some equipment financing. I'm not sure if that was through like a actual like a manufacturer that they just passed you off there for them to do the financing.
Oh, yeah, no, what happened was I was in Europe, and I needed to buy some equipment back home.
Oh, wow.
Well, the fastest way, I actually got a discount, so I did is I ran it through financing, let them sell the loan,
mm-hmm.
and then just paid it off.
I see. How often are you...
I do that with a lot of guys. I'll just say, fine, I'll start the finance so you can sell it. Just let me know when you sell the loan, and then I'll pay it off.
I see. That's actually an extremely smart way of going about it.
Oh, the banks hate it, but...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. On your side, that's extremely smart. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys are in a good situation there. We're definitely not trying to step on any toes, but the offer will still stand there as long as you guys maintain that history there. So if anything does come up in the future, you know, some cheap equipment there, you don't want to maybe use your own capital, or there's some projects there you might need some help bidding with or anything like that, definitely keep us in mind there. It's something we might be able to help you out down the road.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, I wish I could help you, but, you know, I try to be in the position I am, so that way I don't need people like you.
No. No offense taken. I applaud.
I don't like having debt, and I don't like owing money.
Yeah, it's not the funnest situation for most people. Let's put it that way.
No, but you are right. I mean, sometimes you have to do it, but you know.
Especially with the way banks are nowadays. After the whole crash, there, it's extremely hard to get a loan, especially anything that's a decent large amount, and that's kind of where we've been able to thrive. So.
Well, you know, the next big market crash is going to be in auto loans.
Auto loans?
Oh, my gosh. If you have a heartbeat, you can get an auto loan. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, they're just, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've been seeing this for a while now, and I'm just going, something has to give because it's just unbelievable. I mean, you have people that say no credit, bad credit, bankruptcy, foreclosure, you name it, doesn't matter, no money down, anything.
Yeah.
As long as you have a driver's license and a heartbeat, you can get a loan.
That's how the real estate was not too long ago as well. So you definitely.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, you look at who they're giving people loans on $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 cars that are, you know, they have credit scores that literally are in the twos. You know, if that, I'm going, how in the world do these people get loans for these? I mean, I see my own employees on the lower end. I see guys that, I mean, they're getting their checks every single month. They're getting automatic withdrawals from it. They're having, you know,
yeah.
The IRS, taxes, sheriff's department, you name it, child support. everything. They're having all of their payroll checks withdrawn from, and they can still get a loan.
Yeah.
How does a guy get a $50,000 vehicle with no money down who's in that position? That shouldn't happen.
It's scary how often it does happen.
Yeah, you're right. So eventually something's got to give.
I agree.
There's just too many defaults, and, you know, sooner or later, I don't know. I keep looking at it saying, it can't continue that way.
I agree.
All it's doing is putting millions and millions and millions of Americans in debt, and the car just keeps getting resold.
Yeah, and it's losing value by the second, too.
Exactly so. it was nice talking with you, and like I said, I appreciate the phone call, and if I ever need anything, I'll give you a call.
Sounds good, Michael. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye.